trust us enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Monday morning. So glad to have you here. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, producer Pork Chop, Live the Web Girl on vacation to where? I don't know, but I'm sure it's amazing.
Florida.
Florida. Florida.
Yeah, so we're just jealous.
Oh.
She's beaching it up.
Well, I guess I'm supposed to play this just to let you know it's a very important moment.
Wake me up when September ends.
Oh, man.
What's that today? Today's the last day?
Last day of September, which is wild because I feel like usually September and March are they will take forever. And I feel like September went by in a flash.
Hey, I'll take it. One day closer to Christmas.
And tomorrow is our Pork Chop's birthday. October 1st.
I feel like I needed more time to get you a gift. So like Mackenzie's going to have to get the gift.
Wait, what do you need more time for?
You have all afternoon.
I started working here October 29th in 2018, so essentially you had 11 months.
I didn't know when your birthday was.
You didn't?
No. You think I have it like tattooed? Hold on. Pork Chop's birthday. I don't have that written down.
I have that on the top of my head.
I know December 11th is your birthday.
Oh, good job, because it's December 10th.
When's my birthday?
Hold on.
Man, yeah, go over two. Come on, let's
crickets.
Do this.
I knew it, but I forgot.
It's Elvis's birthday, January 8th, baby.
Darn it. Okay. I knew it was earlier in the first quarter of the year.
Yes.
Oh, well, that really narrows it down. I know it's sometime between January and December, so.
Oh, man, it feels like a Monday, no?
It does.
Yes.
Not to put the negative thought out there, but just, I am tired today. I really am tired.
I am too.
Like, I'm trying to be like, I'm good, we got through it, but I'm like, I don't know how the hell I'm going to make it.
You know what's cool, though? Some weekends you feel like it just went by in a flash. I feel like I did a lot, and I had a weekend, though. I lived it up. I had a blast. It was
How
a great
many
weekend.
How blueberry martinis did you have?
I had no blueberry martinis because the place that I was had no blueberries. Wah, wah.
How many martinis did you have?
I had mojitos, skinny mojitos, too.
Oh, okay.
I'm a lightweight.
Hey, so is pork
I might have had some wine before that, though. Pre-gaming. So I went to this awesome fashion show. It was called Rock the Runway, and it was so much fun at Saks Fifth Avenue. It was a high-end fashion show, and it all benefited Cancer Research St. Vincent's, and it was really fabulous. I had a blast.
Did you walk in or just attend it?
No, I got to sit front row. I just got to sit and take it in.
Interesting.
I would have walked, though. That would have been fun.
All right, cool. How was your weekend, Pork Chop?
It was good. I worked at the steakhouse a bunch. I played some disc golf with Joe yesterday, and I actually did very well. He still beat me by a decent number, but
so,
I did well.
When you guys disc golf, who invites who, typically?
I invited Joe because I was supposed to be a double at the steakhouse yesterday, but they called me out because it was slow.
Oh, okay, perfect.
So,
impromptu
yeah, so
disc golf.
I invited Joe. And, also yesterday, I lost 3 Instagram followers because I posted a shirtless picture.
Oh, we need to bring up the shirtless picture.
Yes, I'm glad you do, because if I do it, I'm bullying. Because I saw that, and I was like, wow.
I was like, wow, Chops is getting sexy on the gram.
The thing is, like, Joe will tell you. He knows. Like, I'm very, like, shirt
I blame on. This on Mackenzie, by the way.
What?
I don't know what your angle is. But this Instagram
You blame
thing,
this on me?
I think it's a Mackenzie thing.
I'm very shirt on all the time just because I'm very super self-conscious about my scar. Like, see it?
So, I think
like,
it's manly.
No, when I go swimming,
yeah,
like...
I got stabbed by somebody.
I wear a shirt just, you know, all the time, undershirt. And so I was like, you know what? Screw it. So I posted it. And I lost 3 followers.
How do you know you lost 3 followers?
Because I know I was, like, at something 85 or 86, and now I'm at, like, something 83 or... You know,
whoa.
-4.
We're going to have to talk about social media later in Joe's Need to Know News because I think you're, yeah,
You're tracking it too tight, buddy.
For sure.
I don't. I mean, no. I said something 80 something. Like, I don't know.
But you said you knew you lost 3 followers, Mackenzie. Do you know if you lose a follower?
And, no.
Hey, no. I also have my Instagram profile is like content creator, so it tells you how many followers you gain and lose.
Did you gain any from that shirtless picture?
It got 300 likes. That's a lot for me.
Oh, let's talk about that later in the show.
Yeah,
I think I have a spot. I didn't know
you had so much chest hair.
Yeah. See, stop making Watch out, Ron Burgundy.
Watch out, Ron Burgundy.
So weird.
Honestly, I thought like you had your cat up on your chest or something.
Give me a break.
Okay.
It's just weird to see like your brother on social media like all sexy.
Yeah, oh. I know. At least we didn't see a nip or something. I was worried about that. Oh, boy. Instagram, you got to be careful. All right. Well, hey, my weekend, not to gross you out, but I was in my underwear a lot. When I'm at home, I like to be free. And I often wonder what my neighbors can see. But I wasn't posing for photos. I hung out with my wife. We got a lot of crap done around the house. I'm really trying to, and I'll talk about it later this week on Wednesday in Joe's Journey. But I don't want to get into it right now. But I'm really trying to tackle my health right now for different reasons. So went grocery shopping, got the food right, exercising, nothing crazy. It's just like, I'll tell you what, like if you don't have a healthy lifestyle, it is like a part-time job trying to get yourself and your body right. Mm-hmm. It is like it doesn't just happen on accident. So
you're telling me, sister.
Mm-hmm, girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Woody Harrelson and Billie Eilish kicked off season 45 of SNL, and Woody Harrelson gave a little monologue about how he is a fashionista now.
I never used to think about what I wore. I guess I was anti-fashion because it always seemed to me there were more important things to focus on. The ice is melting, the Amazon is burning, our water, food, and air are polluted. But now that I'm a fashionista, all that's forgotten. Because now I care about one thing and one thing only. Looking good.
Kind of sounded like Matthew McConaughey for a second there.
He did look really good. Get this, at age 58, he's the oldest person to host an SNL season premiere since Alec Baldwin. 58, he's getting up there. He has 2 films coming out, Zombieland 2, Double Tap, and Midway. Also, Billie Eilish killed it. She performed Bad Guy. Here's a little taste of Billie. Pretty good live, right?
Yeah, not bad at all. I mean, definitely a backing track, but
yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I mean, a lot of artists do that.
Yes, of course. I thought she killed it. We have big Billie Eilish news coming up later in the show, so you'll definitely want to listen. Well, rapper Lil Nas. Okay, so he took to his official Twitter, Lil Nas X, his Twitter account to announce that not only is he canceling 2 upcoming shows, but he's also planning on taking a break from music. So this is kind of a shocker, but he tweeted, "It's been a wild last 7 months and I'm ready to take a little time off. I'm sorry to everyone attending some of these music festivals, but I will not be there." So he pulled out. He promises to make it up to his fans, but he just wants some time to himself.
I think that's a mistake.
Now, why do you say that?
Because you're on top of the world right now. You got, what, 2 songs in the top 10 and you're just going to take a break? I'm just saying, don't you have to keep on going as long as you can?
Yeah.
What, do you think it's a bad idea?
I mean, who knows what's going on behind the scenes, though? I mean, okay. A lot of people have big issues that they need some time.
Well, if that is the case, Mackenzie, for sure, you got to get your head right or whatever's going on. But it's just like,
now's the time. You're the hottest.
You are the hottest thing anywhere.
Right.
Everybody
exactly.
knows who you are. You just broke a record, but.
Yes. It could have to do also with Fiona Apple. She basically is saying that he sampled one of her songs that Lil Nas X used every single night, and she wants some money from him.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm going to go on vacation too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we'll keep you posted on that. Hey, some heartbreaking news for Snoop Dogg. His grandson passed away after being alive for only 10 days.
Well, you know, my whole life I was, you know, raised up in church. I was brought up in the church. And the world that we live in right now with all this negativity and this violence, I just wanted to make something to represent peace, love, and happiness.
Oh, man. So Snoop's son shared the sad news that Kai Love had passed away after just 10 days. And he said his energy will live on with us. Just 10 days of love. He will always be so special to us. Let's all cherish life and those we love while we're here. Thank you. The cause of death has not yet been released, but that's so
that
tough.
That is so tough to lose a kid.
Yeah, all our thoughts and prayers their way. On the other front, life's about to get a little crazy for Ricky Martin. He is expecting another baby with his husband.
Hey!
So Ricky Martin has 11-year-old twins, and now a new baby is coming into the mix. So he's so super, super pumped. How cool is that?
Sorry, I am so distracted right now. Like, this will definitely be a song of the day choice for me soon. I cannot contain myself.
So they actually adopted a baby, and they want to give a shout out to, it's an 8-month-old little girl named Lucia, and the light of Ricky Martin's life, he says. So congrats, baby.
Superstition.
I miss Ricky Martin. I want to go to a Ricky Martin concert.
Does he have
a Vegas residency? Because
that's
what I would pop into for shout.
Do you think Ricky Martin will come out with J-Lo and Shakira?
Yes. And Pitbull, of course.
This might be my karaoke song now.
You love this song. Wow.
I didn't even realize it. I can't control myself.
I just recently found out he was gay.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah,
You're lying.
No, I didn't know.
You didn't know Ricky Martin was gay and had a husband?
I didn't know.
Wow. How did you not know from the 90s, like from the get?
Yeah, from the very beginning, I knew Living La Vida Loca was definitely a gay anthem. I was like, okay, Ricky.
He's so beautiful.
All right, well, we're going to try to fix Pork Chop's gaydar.
That's terrible.
What?
My gaydar, it's very broken.
It's busted and needs recalibrated.
I think I just see people as people, that's all.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's a wonderful thing.
That's a good thing. Mackenzie with the garbage.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Yeah! All right, I'm going to kick things off this morning. A stranger helps a man tie his tie, then shows up to his father's funeral. This is a very touching story of compassion. Kevin Butcher went with his wife, Sherry, to pick out clothing for his father's funeral. When they both realized neither one of them knows how to tie a tie. It seems like an obvious thing, Mackenzie, that a guy would know, but like, sometimes you just don't have a guy teach you, like your dad doesn't teach you.
No, we talked about this last week, actually, that I think 1 in 4 men, I'm totally just making up that statistic, but a lot of men don't know how to tie a tie, and it's all good. You don't have to be embarrassed.
Well, here's the thing. He went up to this guy. The guy's name's Howell Hackler, and he said, hey, man, can you help me out? And the guy came to his rescue. He didn't even hesitate. Kevin explained why he needed help and proceeded to put the tie around his neck. He joked with him, hey, man, this might take all day, but I'm going to get it right, okay? I promise. We'll get this done. After a few tries of getting the right length, because that's the hard thing too. I still struggle. It's like, oh, my tie's too short. My tie's too long. You got to get it right at the right spot on your shirt.
Right.
He got the length right and he put it back over Kevin's head and thanked him for letting him do this. He reached out to shake hands with him and then he pulled Kevin in to get closer to hug him and tell him how sorry he was to hear about him losing his father. But the story doesn't end there. Talk about compassion from this man. Mr. Hacker showed up to the funeral to say a prayer for the family. Like, they weren't expecting him. He was there waiting at the funeral home.
That's amazing.
So, with a loss comes such an amazing gain of a good person. Producer Porkchop, what do you got for a Monday motivation today?
There's a 7-month-old baby from Florida that had to travel to Russia in hopes of, like, getting a treatment to remove a large birthmark on her face. And her parents actually did something really cool. Like, the girl's birthmark looks like the Batman mask.
So
her parents, like, they go around wearing this Batman mask, and so, you know, to kind of, I mean, the little girl's only 7 months old, so she doesn't, like, notice, but, you know, it's just to make her feel good. But they're sending her to Russia, so hopefully she could get a treatment for this rare skin condition.
Interesting.
Aww, I'd love to hear that.
And Mackenzie, what do you got for Monday motivation?
Okay, so I highly get motivated from Kevin Hart. He does these off, just like random one-off YouTube, just motivational speeches, and this one really spoke to me. There's a few bleeps, but you're gonna like it.
I constantly get the same question, which is, Kevin, what fuels you? What is it that pushes you so hard? Why do you never stop? And here's what I want people to understand, man. Within us all, there should be a fire. There's a fire that burns because of what you want. I want so much. So that fire, there's a fire that keeps you going. It's a drive. And no matter what, when you accomplish things, that fire gets bigger because you should want more. You should constantly put logs on your fire. What I mean by put logs on your fire is set new goals. Want more. You want to accomplish more. You want to do more. You want to achieve more. The only people that are capable of putting your fire out are people that don't have that burns within them. People that don't want People that don't want, they always trying to blow on your fire. You're doing too much. Why are you doing that? Oh my God, again? Damn, you up early every day? When you gonna take a break? Those are people that just don't have. People that don't have want company. Don't give them company, man. Put some more logs on your fire.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. On this beautiful Monday.
Yes, there on this beautiful Monday, Kevin Hart. That's so true, because people on the sidelines are always like, want to put you out. Why you want to do so much? Why your dream so big? You keep doing you and
ignore
Because
you're them. So hot. That's why.
That's right.
All right, Monday Motivation here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. The country Estonia in Eastern Europe is trying to curb speeding, and they're testing out a new program. They have a new idea where people who are caught, if you're busted speeding, your punishment, you have to sit on the side of the road, kind of like in a timeout.
That's funny.
They're hoping it'll be more effective at stopping people that are speeding than just giving you a ticket and a fine. And they really want to make the drivers think about what they've done by speeding and how dangerous that is. Now, depending on how fast you're going, they're saying it could be anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour that they want you to sit on the side of the road.
Do you have to pay a fine as well, or is this in lieu of?
I don't know. I assume both, because who doesn't want to make money in the process, right? But I'll tell you right now, me having to sit on the side of the road for something for an hour is way more effective than charging me $100 or $200 for a ticket.
I don't know, though, because you don't like to spend money, so.
I don't. I'm the cheapest guy
in the
world.
So if someone said, Joe, you're going to have to, you owe $200, or you can sit on the side of the road for a half an hour, I know you're sitting on the side of the road for 30 minutes.
I don't know, though, because, Mackenzie, if you got to be somewhere and you're already late.
That's what I think it's awful. They were pulling people over on the way to that, like the side road to the airport. And I get it. But I was like, really? You're pulling them over. They're going to be late. They're going to probably miss their flight. I thought that was kind of cruel to do to people. Because clearly they're speeding to the airport to try to make their flight.
Yeah, it's no fun. Let's see here. We were talking about Porkchop earlier and his love of phones. Almost half of Americans or people say that they wish their smartphones had never been invented. 46% of people. Because of how they affect us. According to a new survey, one of the main reasons why is that they've ruined life and they made it so hard to relax. I would agree, because it's like another job you have to do. You've got to post stuff on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Are you on Snapchat? You should probably be on that too.
I think, though, you control it. And I think I've been really good at this recently. I put up boundaries. I'm not accessible to everybody at all times. And that's just the way it is.
But I don't even mean accessible, though. But, like, it depends, though. But, like, the other day you posted a lot of things on there. Don't you feel like that's a lot of work?
No, it's easy and fun for me. Or I wouldn't do it. Man. Like, I love posting stuff on Instagram. I love, interacting with people all over the country that I know, or, like, giving advice. I feel like that's the way I get to connect with people. And it's fun for me. I wouldn't do it if it was tedious.
I think maybe, like, then you're getting the good experience out of it. Because I feel like a lot of people, at least I struggle with sometimes. I'm like, what the heck am I going to post? I'm like, I haven't posted anything in a week. What am I going to post?
Oh, really?
And I feel like people like feel like they have to force content out there sometimes.
Oh, no. I think it's super fun to me. The things I don't like to do is what we're forced to do like at work and stuff, because I don't feel like I want to do that. I'm forced to do it. But no, social media is fun. I love doing it. It's easy. It's not work.
Okay. What made a police officer stop what he was doing in a subway and actually pull out a cell phone and start recording? It was this homeless woman, which goes to show you never judge a book by its cover. Listen to her voice. She looks like just distraught. Like, she looks like she's seen some things. She looks like she needs a shower and to you just have like a little like chance to clean up. But this lady has the voice of an angel. Doesn't that sound amazing?
She's an angel.
And everybody's just walking right by her, wouldn't even think anything. Then she starts singing, and it's just so beautiful. So amazing. So
I hope she gets like a record deal or something.
No kidding. We'll put that video up on the Need to Know News blog so you can see that. NFL, the Panthers beat the Texans 16-10, your final there. And then we also have the Raiders beating the Colts 31-24. So not a good team for either one of your football teams, whether you're in Indy or in Houston. And today is a good day. It's a day I live by every day. It's National Ask a Stupid Question Day.
Well, I do that every day. So
what's a stupid question?
But actually, they always say there's no stupid question.
See, but I disagree. You don't think there's ever a dumb question? What? How about this? What if you ask a question that's just been asked?
then you're just not a good listener.
Okay. Joe, can I go to the bathroom? Is that a stupid question?
Yeah, it's because you're a full-grown adult. And are you asking me, like, can your body do that? Or are you asking for permission?
May I?
Oh my gosh, why would you ask Joe that?
No, he does it all the time. It's so weird.
Is Joe the boss of you?
No, I mean, if there's something important going on and that I don't know about, that he needs me here for.
Aw,
wow. You have...
You're totally giving Joe power over you.
As you should.
I'm Joe's boss, though.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
There's a weird dynamic between you two. I'm just off of my own island over here. That's a true statement.
Is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Song of the day. It'll be an interesting week because there's not four choices, but there's three choices. Live the Web Girls on vacation, so that gives you Joe, McKenzie, and, well, producer Pork Chop to make a selection. The category for Song of the Day today is motivation songs. I guess songs that get you feeling good, get you pumped up, get you hyped up.
Yes.
All right, let's kick it off this morning. The first person to present their song, trying to get your text vote, is McKenzie.
Okay, so, you know I'm a highly motivational person. I like to pump people up.
Sometimes, yeah.
So, here's the song I chose. It's because it's like, get out there and really live your life. It's not a dress rehearsal. Stop being like, oh, should I, could I, would. Like, get out and live it. I chose One Republic, I Lived.
Hope when the moment comes, you'll say, I did it all.
Ooh, the motivation.
Yes, get out there. Because if anyone knows me, I never take the easy route. I always do things the hard way, and I get out there and do it.
All right, Pork Chop, what song do you have for a little motivation?
All right, for my song, you're just going to have to trust me on this one, because I guarantee you probably haven't heard it. It's called Gabriel Antonio, Ride For Me, and it's just very, you know, if you feel like you're working hard, you're doing things right, but you're not getting where you want to be, then this song is for you.
I push so hard, like every day. Don't really give a damn what they say. I'ma keep my head up, I'ma make it to the top. Now tell me who gon' ride for me.
It's a good song.
All right. Now, last but not least, this song really doesn't even need an explanation, because once you hear it, you're gonna be like, dang, that is a good song that motivates me. But think about the struggles you go through. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you just have to get through all that stuff and you have to lose yourself. You just got to do it and make it happen. That's what Eminem does.
Back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody, better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a
And you only get one shot to vote via text message, 52140. You're going to text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Let's recap the songs, and then you get that one vote that means so much. McKenzie went with I Live by One Republic. Porkchop, you went with, Ride For Me?
Yeah, Ride For Me, Gabriel Antonio.
Okay, and myself, Joe, I went with Lose Yourself by Eminem. The voting begins right now. Song of the day. Your chance to vote, 52140. You can text in. The voting is now closed, but you can do that tomorrow. And today's category for a Monday, we want to give you a motivational song. Get you pumped up, get you hyped up, make you just want to, you know, live your life to the fullest.
Yes.
And McKenzie, that's kind of what your song was by One Republic, I Lived.
I did it all.
I miss One Republic. Where have they been?
I don't know. I'm honestly not too sure.
Love that.
I'm sure they're working on a comeback track.
I hope so.
Producer Porkchop went with, what is it, Gabriel Antonio, Ride For Me. I've never heard this song before.
I'ma keep my head up, I'ma make it to the top, now tell me who gon' ride for me.
Okay, and I went with a song you may have heard of, I don't know. It's been on the radio a few times. It's very motivating. Whether you're from Detroit, Michigan, or anywhere, it is Lose Yourself by Eminem.
You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better.
speculations are coming in. Pork chop.
I just want to say, I was very upset when I heard Joe picked Eminem Lose Yourself because I thought that song already won.
There was a battle in here. Yes.
I remember a couple months ago, we were doing songs that motivate you on the way to an interview, and a listener wanted to pick that song, and we told her she couldn't because it already won. Well, that was incorrect. Because Eminem Lose Yourself has not won, and I love that song. I've listened to it on the way to an interview before.
This interview?
No.
He's interviewing for other jobs. He just threw that out there. We'll miss you. We love you.
Yeah, it was nice. Thank you for your time.
So, Pork Chop went out and picked a song that nobody's ever heard before.
Third person.
And went up against Eminem Lose Yourself. Could it actually get any votes?
No.
Well, it did.
Your own?
13% of the votes go to Pork Chop in last place. But Mackenzie, I would not be laughing.
Of course not.
Because you were right behind me.
Dang it!
With 20% of the vote.
That's a good song, too.
But in first place with 66% of the votes and the most votes ever, Joe Pesh.
All right.
Can you say that one part again? I had the music on kind of loud.
The most votes ever, Joe Pesh.
Well, I mean, this is a banger. This is a number one, so it's a good choice.
What a way to start off the week. I'm motivated. How about you? It's Eminem, Lose Yourself. Do you have anybody you know in your life that's got a name that's like, oh, God, this ruined my name? Like, this person ruined my name. I had a normal name, then this person became famous or did whatever, and they ruined it. Because I have this whole list of names
really?
That have been butchered. Yes.
Well, that happens a lot. When you name a baby, you think of every person that you hated back in the day. Or a celebrity names their baby the name you wanted to name your baby, and then everyone assumes you're just copycatting.
Yeah, it's like, no, I swear I came up with that first. Well, this was trending on Twitter yesterday, and I feel bad for a lot of these people. For example, I'm probably going to trigger it right now. Imagine, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, your name was Alexa. Could you imagine like how normal life was? Like,
right.
Oh, beautiful name. Now it's like, hey, Alexa. Dang it.
Dang
no!
it. Or Elsa. There's a
yes.
lot of, it was like Elsa was so exotic and cool. And I still think it's a gorgeous name. But then, of course, Frozen came out.
Let
and everyone's
it go.
Like, oh, you're copying. Let
okay.
it go.
There was a dude named Jake who everybody's like, hey, you Jake from State Farm?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how annoying.
What are you wearing?
What are you wearing there, Jake? It's got to be annoying.
Khakis.
A guy named Zach married a guy named Cody.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, what is it, the Nickelodeon show, Sweet
yeah,
Life
Zach
of Zach and
Cody?
That's pretty bad. If you don't want to get political, you're not going to like this guy's name. A guy name is Mike Spence.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Like Mike Pence, the vice president of the U.S. And a final couple here, a guy named Luke. What do you think always happens with Luke?
Skywalker.
That are like, I am your father.
Yeah.
Like, how annoying is that? I would be me at a, like, if Porkchop's name was Luke, I'd be like, hey, Luke!
That's my nephew's name.
Oh, really? Does
oh,
he
yeah.
get that already?
Yeah. He loves Star Wars, though, so he
okay,
probably doesn't care.
So it's a cool thing to him. And finally, I don't know a lot of these examples for women, so if you have one, 833-563-2539, maybe you got a friend or family member that just has a name that, man, they kind of hate it now because of some reason. As a woman, Felicia.
Oh, bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
I love that.
Oh, what about Cruella DeVille?
You're like out of left field today.
That'd be a rough one.
He's so... There's so many Cruellas these days. It's crazy.
I know. It's a Cruella craze, everybody.
There's like six in a class, I bet, at school.
Yeah, everywhere you go. Cruella here, Cruella there. I like this tweet we got from Stephanie. You can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show. We were talking about just bad names besides Cruella, because apparently that's a really popular name, according to Porkchop. But she says, my daughter is named Annabelle, and she gets asked all the time about the doll.
The creepy doll name.
Oh, that'd be terrible. What if your name was like Michael? Like, oh, like Michael Bolton?
Michael Myers.
Yeah.
I would take Michael Myers over Michael Bolton all day.
I know like 17 people whose middle name is Michael.
I don't think you have to tell anybody the middle name. I think you're okay. If it was your first name, that would be terrible. But let's agree, it's not as bad as Cruella.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, Robert De Niro dropping some serious F-bombs yesterday when asked about the backlash he gets from Fox News for speaking out against President Trump.
Folks on Fox come after you. I remember the Tonys when he got up there and cursed. A lot of criticism of you. welcome.
Okay, well, you know, this is cable,
sorry.
So it's not an FCC violation,
sorry.
But it is still a Sunday morning.
Where this guy is like a gangster. He's come along and he's said things, done things we say over and over again. This is terrible.
Okay, so he went on a rant. The 76-year-old actor repeatedly said the F word, and poor CNN host Brian Stelter was just like, oh my gosh, get me out of here. He stopped the conversation midway, went to a commercial break. De Niro unfazed. He just said what he wants to say.
Casual. He's like, blank, blank. I'm like, yeah. What?
I think when you get to the age of 76, you just really don't care.
You're like, what are you going to do to me? I'm 76, kid.
Exactly. But as the interviewer, and I've interviewed many, it's like, oh my gosh, talk about the sweat that must have been happening for the poor host. Oh man, Screech was ditched. Okay, so Dustin Diamond was set over the weekend to do this quote unquote celebrity boxing match.
I love him.
With the bagel guy. A bagel guy's name is Chris Morgan. And then Chris Morgan was like, oh, gotcha, I didn't show up.
I fooled you all. I'm coming to the fight. After all, what's the best way to really not get hit? Don't be there. And now look at you. You're all sitting there with your thumbs way, way directly up your
Whoa, that guy sounds like a loony.
A little crazy. Something ain't right.
If I was Screech, I'd be glad he wasn't in the ring with me. Dustin Diamond did show up, and he fought another dude, knocking him out with one punch. People upset, saying, hey, this was a fake fight. Didn't get what I paid for, yada, yada.
So. I would have loved to have seen Screech knock out the bagel guy.
I know, that would have been great. I mean, he gets paid either way, so I'm sure Dustin Diamond was like, whatever. Well, Dog the Bounty Hunter, diagnosed with a pulmonary embolism. This is really scary stuff. He's had a life-threatening heart condition, and he spoke with Dr. Oz about it and what he's really afraid of.
And I said, after Beth left, I'm not afraid to die. Oh, I was afraid to die. I said, please let go of my heart, honey. Quit squeezing my heart. So I take that back. I'm not afraid to, but I don't want to.
So his wife, Beth, tragically passed over the summer from cancer. And Dog himself's on the road to recovery. He's on blood thinners. He's trying to eat healthier. He's back to working out. He's trying to kick his smoking habit. He's really trying to get healthy because he's scared to die.
I mean, that is insane that that happened, but hopefully that's the kick in the butt he needed to get healthy and be around for a long time. They got kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Aw, wishing them the best. Aaron Carter. All right, so he's been in the news all over the place. He's had beef with his family who had a restraining order against him. People are saying he has a lot of mental health issues and he's been going crazy. Well, now he just got a huge new face tattoo.
People need to understand, man, like that my identity is not what you think it is. And I think you understand what I mean.
I really like... That tattoo looks terrible.
It is. I mean, there's no hiding it. It's basically like a person on his face, up the side
of his
face, up around his right side, up around his eye. I'm scared for him.
I am too, and I guarantee you he's going to regret that tattoo. Like, he was not in his right state of mind when he did that.
It almost, like, it's run us up all his cheek, over his eye, almost to his forehead. It looks a lot kind of like Medusa. A little bit like the Greek monster with like snakes for hair.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit. I don't know. He's shown it all over social media, so we'll post it as well. You be the judge. But I'm just worried for little Aaron Carter.
I'm the same way with you there,
Face tattoos, never a good idea.
Well, I don't know. Mike Tyson looked pretty cool.
No.
All right. That's the garbage with Mackenzie here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Call them. Here's their number, 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Mackenzie, what are you covering today for Murder Monday?
Nanny Doss says she was searching for the perfect mate, and she wouldn't stop her murder spree until she found him. This is the case of the giggling granny. Thank you. Nanny Doss seemed like a sweet lady. She smiled, she laughed all the time. She married, had four children, and spent time with her grandchildren. But behind the happy facade was a trail of death and murder. It was then that Nanny Doss confesses to killing four of her five husbands, and authorities believe she may have killed many of her blood relatives as well. So let's examine this case. So Nanny Doss, she grew up on a farm in Blue Mountain, Alabama. Instead of going to school, all five of her siblings stayed home to work on household chores all the time and tend to the family farm. At age seven, Doss suffered a head injury while riding a train, the head injury that changed her life forever. When she was a teenager, Doss dreamed of living a life with her future husband. She often read romance novels and columns, especially the Lonely Hearts column. It took up much of her spare time. Perhaps she used the romance magazines as an escape from her abusive father while her mother turned a blind eye. Then when she grew up, the marriages began. At the age of 16, Nanny wed a man that she only knew for 4 months. His name was Charlie Braggs, and Doss had four children with him. The marriage soon fell apart. Perhaps it was her mother-in-law that kickstarted Nanny's murdering spree. Two children died mysteriously under mysterious circumstances that same year. One moment, the kids were perfectly healthy. Then all of a sudden, they died without apparent cause. The couple after that divorced. Nanny not blamed for a thing. Just a year after her divorce, Doss married her second husband. He was an abusive alcoholic from Jacksonville, Florida, named Frank Harrelson. The two met through a Lonely Hearts column, looking for love, both of them. Harrelson wrote her romantic letters 24/7, while Doss responded with racy letters and sexy photos. Despite the abuse, the marriage did last 16 years. During this time, Doss likely killed her own newborn granddaughter a few days after the birth by using a hairpin to stab her. Won't go into too much detail there. A few months after the granddaughter's death, her two-year-old grandson, Robert, died of asphyxiation while in Nanny's care. Harrelson was next on the murder list, her husband. Following a night of drunken craziness, Doss mixed a secret ingredient into his hidden jar of moonshine. He was dead less than a week later. People assumed he died of food poisoning. Meanwhile, she collected enough life insurance money from his death to buy a plot of land and a house near Jacksonville. Ari Lanning of Lexington, North Carolina, died next after he responded to a Lonely Hearts classified column trying to get with Nanny again. Playing the doting wife, Doss added poison to one of his meals, and he died shortly thereafter. He was a heavy drinker, so doctors thought, oh, it was probably due to a heart attack due to all of the alcohol. Twisted as it may be, Nanny Doss laughed as she was interviewed by police after confessing to the poison. Next up, Nanny's true love, Richard Morton. Now, Richard was a bit of a playboy. He spent lots of his time while married to Nanny with other women. However, she didn't discover this just yet because she was distracted by other matters. So her mom needed a caretaker after she had fallen and broken a hip. Her mom passed away, suspiciously, under Nanny's care. Shortly after her mother's death, one of Nanny's sisters died suddenly as well after coming into contact with Nanny. Doss was too consumed with her mother and her sister to really realize her husband had been stepping out. But that changed. When she found out, she put her full attention on her cheating husband, and he died too, under mysterious circumstances. Coming up, Nanny's final victim and the giggles that earned her the name of Giggling Granny.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
Mackenzie, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
Well, she was a hopeless romantic and a cold-blooded killer. This is the case of Nanny Doss, known as the Giggling Granny. So Nanny murdered 4 out of 5 of her husband's plus multiple family members. Her final victim was Samuel Doss of Tulsa, Oklahoma. He was neither drunk nor abusive. He simply made the mistake of telling his wife that she could only read magazines or watch television shows that were for educational purposes. That did not sit well with Nanny. She laced a prune cake with poison. And old Samuel
Not
Doss
the prune cake! No!
Spent a month recovering in the hospital from that. A few days after he got home, she goes, "Hey, honey, I made you some coffee." Guess what? Rat poison in the coffee. Nanny finished him off. This is where Nanny Doss, though, made a mistake. The doctor who treated her fifth and final husband had suspected foul play all along but had no proof. So finally, they were able to perform an autopsy, and they found it foul play. The physician finally was able to convince people, hey, this woman is a murderer. There were huge amounts of poison in his body, and they alerted police. She was finally arrested. Now, when she confessed to killing 4 of her 5 ex-husbands, but she would not say that she killed her family members, even though she did. It turns out she always used rat poison. And here's the thing. She said she didn't kill for the insurance money. It was because she was looking for love, and she wasn't going to stop until she found it. She'd get sick of a husband and kill him off. Now, suspects think that she killed as many as 12 people, most of whom were blood related. She blamed the murderous escapades on her brain injury from when she was a kid, and she got the name Giggling Granny because every time she told the story of how she killed one of her late husbands, she giggled uncontrollably. She would break into a smile while admitting it and signing statements that she killed them with rat poison. Again, saying her motive was romance. She was looking for the perfect mate and wouldn't stop. Nanny was served a life sentence in prison, and that is where she died. And Nanny is said to actually have inspired other serial killers, one of which turned her murder victims into soap and tea cakes.
Well, that's disturbing.
That's very disturbing. Wow, so just be careful who you hook up with over love, pork chop.
Yeah, try to avoid all the grannies that are coming into your DMs.
It's weird, she looked just like Roseanne Barr, like a smiling Roseanne Barr.
And she, wait a minute, she could be a distant relative, because doesn't Roseanne have the laugh at the end of the theme song? What?
I think we just cracked the case.
Oh my gosh. All right, that's Murder Monday with Mackenzie. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie's going to share a story that I'd be upset if it happened to me, but is it okay to give out someone's phone number without asking them permission to do so? Mackenzie,
no.
Is that what happened to you?
Yes. So I got this rando text message over the weekend from an artist who was rolling through town, apparently. I was like, hey, what are your plans this weekend? First of all, I don't even know if it was actually, in fact, this artist. But it was like, hey, what are you and your girls doing?
When you say artist, real quick, do you mean like a singer, someone that sings
a
song?
Yeah, like a singer.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So, like a famous person. But I was like, hey, how does this person have my number, and B, I was like, no, of course I didn't respond, because if I don't know you, I'm not responding. But I just thought it was interesting, because then they went on to text me again, like, oh, hey, I got your number from so-and-so. But I was like, what? Like, I don't want my friends or people who have my number to just give my number away to anybody.
Now, okay, let's go all over the place here. The person, well, first of all, do you know who gave out the number?
Yes.
Have you talked to that person?
Yes, I asked. I sent a screenshot. I was like, did you give my number, and is this legit? And they didn't respond. So that maybe it's fake.
No, but like, they didn't respond to your question makes me think that they feel guilty about it.
Oh, that could be. I mean, I would never respond to someone I don't know. And plus, I'm like, I'm not just going to go out with some random person.
I say there's stipulations on giving the number out. Like, is this like an A-list celebrity?
No, I wouldn't say A-list.
Maybe B-list.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, then I'm cool with it. Like, Mackenzie, if someone ever comes up to you, like, if... If I'm trying to think of who's like a B-list celebrity.
No way. I don't want people giving my number out. You don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a celebrity, sure, Mackenzie. If someone comes up to you and wants Porkchop's number, that's a celeb, give it to them.
No way. Just because someone's a celebrity doesn't mean they're like a legit cool person.
If they want to donate me money, give it to them.
Oh, I see where you're going.
So, for example, Porkchop, we might have some celebrities listening this morning. If you want to call Porkchop at 908.
I will seriously stomp.
Five.
No. Dude, no. Did this when I was on the radio in New York. Bad idea.
See, I feel like you wouldn't mind.
Oh, he would love it.
I would so mind.
He would love
it. No.
All right, well, 908.
No, I will curse over you. I will.
You
don't
can meet the love of your life. What if a celebrity's listening?
Yeah, I don't care.
Hold on. 908.
To the last two numbers, I'm going to drop F-bombs like crazy.
But you know what's weird? I've had people hit me up, and it's like real creeps pretending to be people. And they're like, hey, this is so-and-so. Hey, this is... And it's not. It's just people that are lame and have no life. And I never respond. If you're a number I don't have in my phone, I will never respond to you.
Of course not. Or I'll be like, who dis? 833-563-2539. Does anybody actually think this is okay? Maybe something good did come out of it. Like, yeah, well, they gave up my number, and boom, we're married. I mean, that could be a connection, Mackenzie. 833-563-2539.
So, Mackenzie, you never wrote back then?
No.
Ah, come on.
I'm not interested. Why would I just go out with some random, like, bring my girl? It wasn't like a date or anything. It was like, hey, bring your girls. Let's hang out. But I don't know you.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, now let's pretend it really was the person. Is it someone that you would like to have hung out with?
No, I'm not interested.
Oh,
I could pass his number along to you, and you could go.
Oh, yeah.
Would you be interested?
Maybe.
Okay. Does he breathe? The answer is yes. Oh, boy. I don't know who thought this was cool, but apparently... Mackenzie had her number given out by somebody. Well, Mackenzie obviously is not cool with somebody giving out her phone number without her permission, but wondering if you've got any kind of a story or opinion on that. 833-563-2539. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Angie this morning. Hey, Angie, what's your story?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so somebody didn't give out my number, like, hey, here's your number, but when I was younger, I did have somebody text me. And they're like, hey, and I didn't even say hi back. I was just like, how'd you get my number? And then, because I knew who that person was, but it was just weird because I've never talked to them in person.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, how'd you get my number? They're like, oh, I got my aunt's phone and I saw your number in there. I saw your name. So I decided to text you. He's like, but I can delete it if you want. And I was like, yeah, because I thought it was a little weird. But then he, afterwards, he kept texting and texting me. And I was like, okay, you know what? I've seen him in person now. And I was like, okay, whatever. And so now we've been dating for 4 years.
Dang!
Oh, plot twist!
Persistency pays off.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you were going to say lose my number.
We kind of stopped talking. I blocked his number because I just thought it was weird at first. But then he messaged me through Facebook and all these things. And I was like, you know what? Let me just give you a chance. And we've been happily together for 4 years.
Oh, what a great story.
That could have went totally different. As in, like, he was creepy and persistent, and I had to call the police. Angie, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's go to Whitney. Hey, Whitney, thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. So,
good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a story about the phone number being given out?
So back in high school, he's my husband now. He came through my line at work and tried to get my phone number, and I turned him down. And next thing I know, I'm getting a text later that day because he found out who my mutual friends were and got my phone number, and we've been together for 15 years now.
So you liked that he tracked down your digits?
Oh, I still turned him down. Like, I still didn't give him a chance, but a few months later, I finally gave him a shot.
Aw, that's cool.
I think things are different now than they were back in the day. Because back in the day, like, you had to be persistent and get that information because there wasn't any kind of social media or dating app. You had to do it through an actual phone number.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, hey, Mackenzie, I got your phone number. It's like, whoa.
Well, it was weird, so, because he sent two texts and I didn't respond. Then he sent a third one. And I was like, this isn't happening.
Was one of the texts like, you up? Like, yeah, what up, creepy? Hey, Taylor, thank you for calling in this morning. What's your phone number story?
I actually gave out my own number whenever I was drunk.
Oh, no.
And I didn't know, well, I didn't remember giving it out. And then someone had hit me up, and I'm bad at saving numbers. And I thought it was someone totally different. And we had planned to meet up and everything, and they Ubered to my house, and I opened the door to the Uber, and it was not who I thought it was. I've never seen this person in my life.
Awkward.
Then what happened?
But I still got in the Uber.
You did?
I did, and we went out, and one of my friends, I was like, hey, I need you to introduce yourself to this girl, and then tell me what she says.
Okay.
So I got them to introduce themselves to her so that I could figure out her name and then play it cool the rest of the night.
Wow, that's just awkward. Hey, thank you, Taylor, for calling in. Let's do one more. Kara, hey, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And what happened with that phone number?
So I had been dating a guy kind of through a split, and I was just like, nah, I'm not interested. And he took my number and put it on a lesbian dating site. And to this day, I still get text messages from random Indiana area codes. And they'll say, hey. And then it includes a picture of, like, a half-naked girl. Do you want to hook up? And every time I'm like, how did you get my number? They're just like, you're not on this dating site? And I'm like, no, and I'm straight.
Hey, can
like,
you tell
gorgeous.
Me?
Good luck.
Can you tell me one for, like, gay guys? Because I want to put Porkchop's number up there.
Yeah, maybe that's what I need to do.
That would be his dream.
Hold on.
I really wish that I could find the website because it's driving me insane.
So you're used to it now.
A screenshot of it. See, I am. Like, I laugh at it now, but at first I'm like, what is this? But they'll take a screenshot of, like, the profile, and he took, like, a headshot of mine and cropped it out and put all of my information in there.
That's pretty funny.
I'm glad you can laugh about it now and not be mad about
it. That's actually a strong move on his part. That's
right.
Pretty funny.
Let's give out Porkchop's number so he can get on a dating site.
Oh, my gosh, Joe.
908.
Dude, I will drop F-bombs if you give the last two.
50.
Ah!
Get ready for it, man.
7.
I'm telling you, man. We're both going to lose our jobs if you give out the last two
numbers. I'm not going to lose my job.
Because he didn't hit the dump button.
I'll hit it.
Then go ahead. Then give it out, and I'll curse. And if there's an error or in Houston or something, then we're both fired.
There's 4 digits left.
Do you want to lose your
9?
Job? Dude, literally.
This is accurate. I'm looking up to see.
Hit the song. Do it.
2.
This is so awkward in here right now.
Okay. Hey, guess what's not awkward?
What?
The Joker.
He's not going to do it. You're saved, Porkchop.
Oh, I wouldn't actually give out your phone number.
I mean, actually think you would.
I might die.
Why?
I don't know. Someone, like, they could come find me and kill me.
I'm sure if your social media hasn't given away your location yet, nothing will. This looks like a really good movie, Mackenzie. The Joker starring Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, they just had the big premiere. This is getting standing O's in theaters and all the film festivals. I'm dying to see this, and you are going to get in before anyone else if you can give us your best Joker laugh.
Okay, now here's an example. These are some clips Porkchop pulled from the new movie. So this is Joaquin Phoenix. I can never say his name correctly.
Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin Phoenix doing the Joker laugh. Listen to this for a little inspiration. Now that's not bad.
That's really good.
But we want you to amp it up. We want you to step it up. And we want to hear yours. We're going to get 5 people. We'll listen to all of them. And then the judges, myself, Mackenzie, and Porkchop, will make a decision, okay?
It's going to be tough. Do not hold back. This is your chance.
Okay, let's go to Eric this morning, listening in Houston on 92.1
Woo-hoo!
Radio Now. Eric, let me hear your Joker laugh.
Ooh, that was nice and creepy.
Interesting, Eric.
Nice,
hang on.
Eric.
Let's go to another E, and they're from Houston. It's Evelyn. Hi, Evelyn. Oh, is that how Evelyn
Whoa.
Says hi? Dang, okay,
yeah.
Kind of creepy.
That was good, girl.
All right, hang on, Evelyn. All right, 2 down, guys.
All right.
3 to go. Let's go to Sherry. Sherry's listening in Houston as well. Shout out to all the Houston listeners this
Woo-hoo!
Morning. Sherry, let's hear your Joker laugh.
Ooh, kind All of right. quiet, a little more maniacal.
All right, let's go to Josh this morning. He's listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. Josh, can we hear your Joker laugh? Whoa.
Wow. So I liked that.
Sounded like there was two people there for a second.
What a range.
All right. And last but not least, Jasmine. Jasmine, let's hear your Joker laugh.
You want to do it?
Did she just say you dig?
You got, wait, do you have somebody else in the car with you?
My daughter was supposed to do it. Do it.
You guys girls do it together. Okay, Jasmine, here you go.
She's taken out. Never mind.
Oh, dang it.
Okay, guys. Let's do this silently, but we'll talk among ourselves right here. Hold on. Okay.
Well, Houston bringing it strong.
A lot of heat this morning from H-Town.
I really liked Evelyn a lot, but I liked the range of Josh.
This is who I thought right here. I'm putting my finger up with a phone call. Interesting. Okay. Well, we have to agree on one, okay? Not the number one. I'm just saying one person is
Although
the winner.
Although Eric was great in Houston.
Okay.
Okay.
Jasmine forfeited. She hung up.
All right. Jasmine's like, oh, man. All right. On three, we'll say the number and the person who won, okay? Number first. One.
Two, three, four.
Josh, you're our winner.
Yes!
Give us the laugh one more time.
He's on it.
What was that? That sounded like a stoned Joker.
Dude, that had some Heath Ledger in there, too. I liked that. That was good.
Yes, awesome. I'm super excited. I love Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes!
Awesome. Well,
this
Josh,
is going to be great.
We're going to hook you up. Here's the deal. We're actually doing this all this week here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. You got two Fandango passes to go see the Joker starring Joaquin Phoenix. You can check it out when it opens up on Friday. Congratulations.
Woo!
I haven't heard you guys do your Joker laugh. Can I hear a Joker laugh out of everybody here?
Okay, pork chop
first. I've been doing my creepy granny laugh all
which
morning.
Is not the same.
Just do one.
What was that? Like, it looked like he popped his shoulder out of socket. That looked really painful.
That's like my normal laugh. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Whoa.
Wow.
Does that sound crazy?
No, I'm afraid to go.
Okay, go, Joe. Your mouth looked like a puppet.
Well, that's why I was trying to channel my inner puppet. Hold on.
No, what? Oh, the worse. Goat?
I don't know.
Good thing we weren't in that competition.
Kenzie, I'm here to pump you up.
Yes.
Is that what happened at the gym, or what weird thing happened to you at the gym?
Well... this is so funny. I don't really understand people that wear jeans to the gym.
Ooh.
I just don't get you. I get that maybe you're popping in for a quick, you know, quick workout. I understand, but I just don't get it.
Did you snap a photo?
Of you? In your jeans at the gym?
Of the person at the gym?
No, I'm not going to shame anybody.
Okay, because you were looking at your phone. I'm like, what is she doing? Is she going to bust a photo out of somebody?
I noticed... at the gym yesterday, someone was wearing jeans, and it wasn't just that. Then he continuously, and this is my biggest pet peeve, was grunting like a maniac. And I just think that's so annoying and unnecessary. That is so distracting and annoying.
I am not a heavy weightlifter, but I do know that sometimes it is natural. Your body does kind of like do a little like Pork Chop when we disc golf. He'll go.
Joe calls it rocket boosters engaged.
Because he tries to throw the disc so hard, I think he's holding his breath. He's like...
Make your noise.
I can't. I have to be in the moment. I can't. Here, just... It's probably something like... something like that.
But it's like so loud. It's like 3, 2, 1. And he lifts off. So... I don't know. Yeah, I never understood people like that. I understand like if you come right from another job or something too, but... Like, how do you even get a good workout in jeans? They're not really comfortable in general.
And thinking about sweating in jeans, ugh, so gross.
833-563-2539. Okay, see, I didn't know your story, but I'm glad you don't have the same one I do. Because this, true story, as a guy with a beard, I do have to blow dry my beard sometimes. Like
you do?
Oh my God, every day. Like it
gets, you blow dry your beard every day?
Yeah, today not as much. It's a little out of shape. But
did you perm it?
No, I just I wash it with some beard stuff. Then I put some oil and I put some beard like what is it called? I don't even remember. There's stuff that helps like lay it down and it kind of like it's almost like beard gel.
How long are you gonna go with your beard? Because Joe has a pocket on his t-shirt today and his beard extends all the way down to the pocket.
I think till it covers up my privates.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like pretty.
You're
long.
Gonna grow it crotch length.
Why not?
Ew.
So wait, is it still growing or you don't trim it?
I turn the sides.
You're going to just let it keep going?
Yeah, why not? Listen, I don't want to get sidetracked. I want to tell you the story here.
My mind's like...
833-563-2539. I want to know what went down in the gym. What did you see? You're just like, well, that's awkward. I mean, we see videos all the time online with people misusing gym equipment. Maybe there's that one or just something they were wearing or that they were doing.
Or like couples getting frisky. I've seen that at the gym before, which is really... interesting.
All right, now my tie into the gym and my beard is, yeah, when I go swimming sometimes and I'm done, my beard looks like an octopus, like the hair kind of crumps, gets all together, clumps together, so I have to blow dry, and some gyms have a blow dryer right there, so I'll use that, and I have like a beard comb in my wallet, so I'll do that. But the thing that was really weird and gross, and this is a true story, this man must have been a senior citizen, so I'm going to say 65, I'm going to even say 75, older. And he hikes his left leg up on the counter, right leg on the ground.
Like in the locker room?
In the locker room, buck naked.
Ugh.
And starts blow drying his crotch.
No!
Now, don't get me wrong. If you've ever had a blow dry in that area, it does feel nice and it does dry things out quickly.
Ew!
Don't get it too hot. You could burn yourself.
Was he using like the dryer, the hand dryer, or he had an
blow dryer?
I was like trying to think of how you could even position yourself.
No, but he had like the blow dryer and he's just like, I guess like to make sure it aired out.
That is so weird and gross. At the gym in a public like locker room?
I'm just a weirdo too. Like I understand nudity is okay, but like I feel really weird walking around naked in front of other people at the gym.
There's at the gym, there's often ladies who have gone swimming, kind of same thing, and they just let it all out. Just hanging everywhere, and you're just like, okay.
Hey, girl. All right, but yeah, so I saw a dude. I saw it from the backside, but still, it's a sight I didn't want to see.
No, I've always found the people that like to be nude in the public are the ones that you don't really want to see.
That's true.
They just, they like their little ex, you know, they like to just be out there.
Hey, be proud of yourself.
Yes.
Bailey, what went down at the gym?
So I used to work out at Planet Fitness, and they have this rule that you don't, like, be loud and crazy and make other people feel kind of less than you because you can do all this stuff. And this guy was doing, I guess it's called deadlift, where they just pick up the bar with a really, like, a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And he was, like, slapping his chest, screaming, get up, and, like, whoa, like, really creepy. And I was just like, oh, my gosh.
See,
his weights.
Ew. Did they ask him to leave or to tone it down?
They actually blare this horn. I think it's called the meat horn is what they call
the
it.
The meat horn?
I think it's embarrassing for them.
We need a meat horn.
Pork chop comes running. I hear there's a meat horn ringing. I'm here for the meat.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. We need a meat horn.
I think it's actually called the lunk alert or the lunk alarm. Like, they don't want you to be a lunk. I think it's what they call it.
Oh,
but
interesting.
Bailey, thank you for calling in this morning.
Yeah, if you're a dude, it's not a good look. You don't look badass. You look ridiculous.
Now, listen, I, in an attempt not to sound pervy, but I don't understand if women don't notice this or not. What is it, like spandex? I've seen some girls before at the gym, and they wear stuff maybe like on the stair climber, and it's black, but you can still see their entire butt outline and their butt cheeks and their thong. You know what I'm talking about? Like, have you ever seen a girl do that where, like, what are those, Spanx or something? Like, they're just, but they're not dark enough. I can see
like your yoga pants?
Yeah, I can see your whole butt outline, which, hey. But also, you can see the whale tail.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, listen, I'm just trying to let you know so you know.
Okay. I don't wear that underneath yoga pants.
What do you wear?
Why would you? Nothing.
You don't wear anything?
Why would you?
Because people can see the outlines of stuff.
But then you're going to see the outline of the lines. I don't think you're most women do.
Oh my.
I don't think most women do.
Can we just change this to another question? I'm being dead serious. Are you telling me, guys or girls, that you don't work out with any underwear on? Guys have to. The twig and berries could pop out to a side.
Yeah, guys are different.
Guy doing a leg press? What's that?
Oh, gross.
Or there could be severe chafing. So.
Danger. No, but...
833-563-2539. Is there a single woman out there besides Mackenzie who's very athletic? Like, it works out your inspiration. I just can't believe that you don't.
And
you
never. Gotta, why would I? I think it's crazy.
Why wouldn't you?
You got to capture the swamp.
What?
What are you saying today? Are you on drugs?
No, you got to, like, when you work out, you sweat. Like,
he is on another.
Hey, listen, when you work out, you sweat. And if you don't have a barrier, everyone's going to see your butt sweat.
All right.
Like a thong is going to really do a difference.
Extra absorbent. Okay, I think my mind's about to be blown. Mackenzie, we were talking about weird things you've seen at the gym, and then she's like, yeah, I don't even know how it came up, but she's like, women usually don't wear underwear when they work out, and that's normal.
I mean, under yoga pants, it's so uncomfortable. Like, my good friend Samantha just like, hello, most girls don't. Why is Joe so surprised? I guess how would you know?
I mean, for example, dudes, all dudes wear underwear. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, I get that. Well, you guys usually don't wear yoga pants either.
Well, don't be judging me what I like to do.
Although
stuff
I would
in.
Like to see you in yoga pants. That would be fun.
I wear boxer briefs, and they're the chafe free kind.
Oh, good to know, Chops.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for the clarification.
Thanks for the visual. Wanted that. Let's go to Anonymous this morning. Hey, are you like Mackenzie and you don't wear underwear when you work out?
I mean, not when you wear yoga pants. That just. And even if you're going to the grocery store and you just throw yoga pants on, like, underwear is just uncomfortable under any kind of tight leggings or yoga pants. And it just, it's not like it's blue jean material. So.
Yeah, but underwear is meant to, like, be a barrier between things. Where's your barrier?
I don't get what you guys are saying. We don't have those kind of problems.
We don't have anything hanging between our legs. There's nothing hanging there, so...
It's not the hanging thing that we're talking
Girl,
about.
Girl, you what should if, see their minds are blown right now. Their eyes are bulging out of their head. It's what if, hilarious.
What if someone makes you laugh hard and you accidentally tinkle a little? Yes. Like you need a barrier.
That's a whole different issue. You should pee on your panties anyway.
Then you have, other stuff
But
to
we
worry
wouldn't
about.
See it. Now we do.
Do you guys tinkle a little when you laugh hard?
I'm just saying, it's a barrier.
You would probably only see it if you wore, like, gray leggings. You're not going to see it with anything else. And even if, like, you need to go to the bathroom anyway, like, regardless if it's a barrier or not, like, it's still going to be on you. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
Who cares if anyone sees it?
Do females not sweat in the area?
Not profusely. I mean, like, regular.
Maybe ones who don't, like, shape down there and have, like, okay. A lot of hair. Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's the word
I was
thinking.
No, but she's right.
Of.
Like, I don't know. I just think it'd be so uncomfortable to work out with undies on.
Maybe it's just a lady thing.
Yeah, it is.
I think today if I go to Eat the Frog Fitness, I'm not going to wear any underwear either.
Oh, please.
I'm like, hey, guys, how's it going?
Then they ask you to never come back.
All right, let's go to Lauren this morning. Lauren, what's up?
Hey there.
So when you're working out, what are you wearing?
Yoga pants.
And?
No underwear.
That's right. See, this is a thing, you guys.
What is it with Team Freeball this morning?
Women don't have those. We don't have to worry about it. We don't want stuff riding up when we're doing our moves.
But can
100%.
Yes,
can't
Lauren.
Anything bunching up, riding up. Like,
we don't want lines.
But can't you see that, though, is what I'm saying. Like, can't you see your body without that layer of something?
I'm saying if you can see your body, like, through the leggings, you need to go and buy new leggings.
Right.
Because, like, I have leggings. I pay for very expensive leggings, and you can't see anything through them.
Yes.
So you need to buy a new leggings.
The quality makes all the difference.
Yes.
I'm with her.
All right. I'm learning a lot this morning. I'm glad to hear that I didn't know what I thought I knew. Bethany, we'll wrap it up with you. You're not a crazy lady that wears underwear, are you?
I absolutely do not wear underwear when I wear leggings to the gym.
Interesting.
Now, why is that?
It's because, to me anyways, they stick to you so much, probably like underwear. It's just very uncomfortable, and I feel like you'd have more sweat if you wore underwear.
Right, yeah. There's no need.
So you know how in eighth grade, like as a joke, sometimes the guys will come up to you and like pants you? So just don't do that to a girl at the gym.
Who gets pantsed? That's called a lawsuit.
Yeah. I think Porkchop's like, oh, they pants me again. They always get me with that one.
Does that happen to you often?
Yeah, I guess times have changed. I mean, like back in the day, come on, you never got pantsed in eighth grade?
No! Like, no one just pulled on my pants.
Then I guess maybe I do have some lawsuits on my hands.
You got some issues.
Yes. All right.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
You guys ever hear the saying, there's no laws when you got the claws?
Oh, yeah, white claw.
Well, this lady has just proven that statement to be incorrect. A Florida woman was charged with DUI for drinking a white claw while driving.
Oh, no.
When the woman was pulled over by police, she wasn't wearing shoes. Maybe like Mackenzie working out wasn't wearing underwear, I don't know. But she leaned against her vehicle to avoid falling over. That's not a good start to a traffic stop.
No, it is not.
Let me just, lean over here, I'm fine. She didn't want to take a breathalyzer, but admitted to drinking two white claws on her drive home. The woman told the officer, quote, hey, they're only 5%.
Oh, that was her justification? She
officer. Should
have just gone full dumb, like, I didn't know these had alcohol.
Haven't you heard the saying, officer, there's no laws when you're drinking the claws?
Oh, man.
Yeah, she was arrested and charged with a DUI.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're living that kind of life, you might want to be aware of that. That's your dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Photos are being posted as we talk. I'm Joe the Webman today because Live the Web Girl is out on vacation, so I'm doing my best, but you should follow us. Twitter, Instagram, it's Radio Now AM Show. Facebook, in Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. In Houston, it is Radio Now Houston. Give that a like. All right. What do you think, Mackenzie? Oh, yeah, I know.
I just opened up a text message from the both of you, and here I
see
a shirtless chop.
That ain't from me.
Shirtless pork chop. If you can't get to social media right now, I'm going to describe the look. It's him with his big blue eyes, kind of gazingly looking at the camera, his shirt's off. You can see that he has chest hair. It shows his little scar on his throat. But it definitely looks like he's nude laying in a bed.
I bet you he was naked for that photo, too. He probably just took a... he takes baths, but...
No, I think I had my boxers on. So, but you don't... See, that's the thing. You don't have to think about that. So, first things first. I'm super, super, like, self-conscious, like, about, like, this area of my body, like, my torso. And reason being is because, I mean, when it comes to the type that I'm interested in, I typically don't A, like hair, or B, I like younger guys. So there's that.
That luck 15.
No, not 15, Mackenzie.
That luck 15. You,
5 years younger than me. A, 5 years younger than me is my type.
It's true.
And then like, so when I go swimming, I always leave a shirt on. When I always wear an undershirt. And the reason being is because 10 years ago I had surgery on like my neck to remove my parathyroids. And it just left this really bad scar.
It's not that big, though. Like, if you're very, I think you you point it out because you are insecure about it, which you don't have to be. Because it's like, I would never even, like, look or notice it unless you're like, hey, look, check this
and
out.
And you should be like my brother, when he was born into this world, they were using, like, forceps or something, like, to deliver him. And they didn't take my brother's eye out, but there's, like, a cool scar my brother has under his eye. It looks so badass. You should be like, man, I had to defend my boyfriend or my girlfriend. I got stabbed in the neck.
So I'm just super self-conscious about my scar. But the other day, I just took a picture and I was like, all right, like, I mean, I guess that's a decent picture. So I waited on that picture for a week. I was like,
you
no,
did?
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to post it, not going to post it. And then finally I posted it
on a Sunday.
Yeah, but with like a positive twist.
Selfie Sunday. Okay.
The thing is, like, you know, I hate my scar on my neck, but whatever. We're all beautiful in different ways, and you got to love yourself first. So I posted this picture, and I noticed Joe and Mackenzie did not like it.
Well, I will say this is really funny, because I'm scrolling on Instagram as I do, and I was like, whoa, pork chop. And I was like, oh. And I thought it was for your men. So I was like, that's weird because you're like my brother if I'm liking a real sexy photo of you. So I didn't like it on purpose because I was like, that's weird.
It felt very weird. And not the scar. Listen, this is
nothing.
No, not
anything to the scar. It's just seductive because it looks like you're naked.
And your eyes are looking at me like, hey,
come hither.
I'm not on Bumble, but if you want to DM me, we can talk.
No, it's a love yourself photo. Love your body. And I
I'll
thought
go
that's
like it right now because now I feel bad.
See, I thought that's what you'd be liking.
I'm not going to be guilt-liked into that one. You're not going to listen. I'm guilty of a lot of things, and I do feel bad, even though I come off as a jerk. I'm not guilt liking this one. But I mean,
I liked the one before it when you also had that look in your eye, but you had a nice shirt on and a
see,
tie.
See, you're making me feel self-conscious again. Like I have to wear the shirt.
No,
now.
But
good
you're
point,
like,
good point, Mackenzie. Why is he not good enough with the
yeah,
shirt?
I'm
off?
Actually, I'm deleting it. I'm deleting it because Mackenzie
no,
said that.
No,
yeah.
I'm just saying as you're like, I'm like your sister, so it's weird. You just said your 13-year-old cousin liked it. That's weird.
That's really weird.
No, because she has a scar on her forehead. So see, she love you. Got to love yourself.
I did
love your scars and embrace them.
I will say,
you
I did not
tagged
read
Charlie
the caption.
Puth. He has a scar like from that dog bite.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't read the caption. I just saw the picture and then I was eked out because I was like, oh man,
eked out. Okay, see now I
no.
really have to delete.
No,
it.
No, because it's not cute. Because it was sexy and it's weird because we see each other every day and you're like I said, you're like a family member.
See, here's my thing. I think it's the way you look in the photo. Like, to me, my honest God, hand-to-God opinion here is this. I feel like you were just, like, thirsty in this one. I don't think this was a scar photo. And I get, look at his eyes. Look at his eyes
so
the way he's
all,
looking at you.
This picture is posted just on all our platforms at Radio Now.
Oh, it's everywhere. It's on Radio Now AM Show on Twitter and Instagram, on Facebook.
No, you look awesome. I just think it's sexually suggestive. And
very.
So it would be very awkward for me as your sister, kind of, to, like, to like
what
it.
If I wasn't in bed?
That would probably be different.
That would be different. If you, also, you weren't laying showing off your chest hair like
you have the you have like those come get in my bed eyes. I mean
what if,
it's just I don't know. Does anybody else see the photo?
I mean, what if I posted like a topless pic? Would you like it? Not that I would ever do that.
I would say something like pork chop. What if Mackenzie just posted
yeah,
on accident?
Yeah, you guys would have the same reaction.
But I would
you
feel
would be like,
weird.
Whoa, and then you wouldn't like it because that's awkward.
Dude, it cuts off right here though. Like
true. Like, there's no nips showing.
So everybody's wondering here with the chest hair. Like, do you just groom it? Is that how it naturally grows?
I mean,
is everybody wondering that?
100% natural.
Interesting.
Poor job. I mean, you did get a lot of likes on this.
Yeah, 337.
Aww.
That's good. That's like my second most likes ever.
Maybe you should post more shirtless pics.
Yeah.
You know what, Mackenzie?
I like this dude who says, I was too distracted by those eyes to even notice.
Oh my God.
Still sexy, another comment says, scar or not.
I did lose 3 followers last night.
I like the hashtags Porkchop used too.
What I use?
I'm trying to load them all right here. Hashtag scars, hashtag scar. Should put like hashtag Lion King to see if anybody clicked on it. hashtag scars to your beautiful.
Someone wrote no more hiding. Hashtag lose the shirt.
Hashtag blue eyes. Hashtag instigay.
Hashtag shirtless guys. Hashtag no filter. Hashtag just kidding, 100 filters.
I honestly, you know who I blame this on?
Who?
Mackenzie.
Why?
Because.
Why am I getting the blame for
you've
this?
You've empowered Pork Chop. You've emboldened him with confidence and courage.
Yeah.
He looks sexy. Like, this is a hot picture, and that is why I didn't like it, because it's like, you're like my brother. It's weird.
Yeah, you're hot, brother.
You look great.
Well, thank you.
I think your ex is going to be like, damn.
I'll be like, thank you. Next.
All right. Monday morning. Yeah.
We learned a lot of stuff today. We learned that producer Porkchop's birthday's tomorrow. Hey, boy, hey. Are you pumped?
So pumped to turn 31.
What do you want to do to celebrate?
I don't know. I don't really want to celebrate. I don't care too much. You mean like here on the show tomorrow or like after?
Well, whatever. Well, on the show because that will kick it off.
I don't know. Could we drink like some White Claws or something tomorrow?
Maybe we can trim up some of that chest hair.
Hey.
And then I'm going to take it to your beard, Joe.
No, get out of here. You leave my beard hair alone. It looks fine. Oh, yeah, tomorrow will be a fun day. You want to do a White Claw? White Claw Day? We'll bring in a whole variety pack.
Yeah, White Claw birthday.
Aw, yay!
What do you like to eat so Mackenzie can buy it?
I mean, I don't know. I eat healthy lately.
Yeah,
okay,
do you want a cake
like?
Or do you want something sweet?
I don't know. I don't think I...
Do you want a veggie plate?
Oh, I know.
Hummus?
An Egg McMuffin. That's, like, they're healthy. They're only, like, 300 calories.
I feel like that would be a Joe go-to. I don't go... Because I can't get there that early in the morning.
Oh, true.
Well, I can't either. They're not open when I come in.
And
you don't want an old one.
Maybe cereal.
Hey, is this from yesterday? Perfect. Half off. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm saving money.
Can we make pancakes in the studio?
Does anybody have a griddle?
Okay, eggs. We
can
make eggs.
Does anybody have a griddle?
We should have. So maybe if anyone wants to bring breakfast in, that'd be fun.
Oh, you know what I've heard of? Maybe they're out there. Is there anybody listening that has like a mobile catering business, like where you go
yes.
to people's places and set up?
We're lazy. So could you just come in and bring stuff?
This is where we use the power of radio and social media and we try to get you stuff for a plug.
We'll call it Pork Chop's Birthday Feast.
Yes. So what do you want? Maybe somebody's listening.
You want some guacamole.
Guacamole.
Yeah. Avocado toast.
What if they brought in tacos? It's a Tuesday.
I'm telling you, this is a popular birthday. There's lots of special people that have birthdays tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who?
Lots of special people. I'll give all the birthday shout-outs tomorrow.
Who?
And my and into this week.
Oh, awkward. I'm getting the don't talk about it signal. Okay.
No. I'll say tomorrow. There's lots of happy birthday shout-outs going to happen.
Okay. So we know we got White Claw and maybe some food.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe some food. What? I feel like he's going to have a box of like those Cocoa Pebbles or Reese's
boxes. I feel like he's going to have like some Cool Ranch Doritos and White Claw.
Happy birthday to me.
No, you know I'll spoil you. I'm going to get you something.
All right, what do you guys got going on for the rest of your days?
Well, I am excited because I'm going to go and have a personal training session. Woo! So I'm trying to work on my fitness. So it's going to be amazing. So I'm meeting with Mark Morgan. And he's going to put me to the test at Fix Flex Fly. And that's what I'm going to do. What about you guys?
Well, thanks for reminding me. Tomorrow's my 31st birthday because now I have to get an Indiana driver's license. So I'll officially be a Hoosier.
When do you want to go? I need to do that as well with you.
I have to go tomorrow. They're closed today. Okay. And tomorrow my ID expires.
Oh, shoot. So yeah, I have like till next.
So wait a minute. We can't even go out for drinks tomorrow after the show until you get an ID.
Oh, is that how that works?
If your
expires.
If it's expired, it's expired.
Well, it doesn't does it? I don't know. Does it expire tomorrow or is it expired tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't have yours.
It says expires October 1st tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow's the day.
So tomorrow it should be good and
you
then the second it's not good.
You should try to submit that shirtless picture for your license.
God,
be amazing.
That'll put you on a terror watch list.
Maybe Joe will play disc golf with me for my birthday.
Oh, and you gotta let him win.
It's been too damn hot, guys. It's gonna be like 90 degrees today and tomorrow and Wednesday.
Maybe you should get a new face tattoo like Aaron Carter.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Face tattoo just for you. Or maybe you'll lose Dare Dice tomorrow. So who knows what could happen.
No, there's only three
of us. I get a free pass.
No, you don't. All right, hey, yeah, I'm going to Eat the Frog Fitness. My back's still killing me, but I'm hoping that the workout will help loosen it up. I've been doing stretching, but my back's been kind of wonky. So I'm heading on out there to Mass Ave. If you want to get a free workout, you can do that. They give you one free workout to try it out. Why not come work out with me? I'm doing it today at noon.
Yeah, and tomorrow I'm going to go and actually get a free, I'm going to do like a fitness test.
Ooh, the evaluation. Let me know how you did.
Well, then this is going to jack it up if we have a White Claw birthday celebration and then I go do a fitness test.
Maybe you'll be extra limber. You're like, I can do anything.
We'll see.
All right, well, hey, check everything out that you might have missed on the show today at RadioNowIndy.com. Until tomorrow morning when we get to see your pretty little faces through the radio. For myself, Joe McKenzie, and producer Pork Chop lives on vacation this week. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.